ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్, నాట్ అవుట్సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam. Today is January 9th, 2020, and just 2 days from now, Prashantinilayam is gearing up for the Sri Satya Sai Annual Sports and Cultural Meet. You have Sevadals from Delhi as well as Sevadals from Telangana sprucing up the stadium. You have so many parents who are streaming into this divine hamlet, and you go to the ground at any point in time during the day and you can only see students working it out. So many beautiful programs are being practiced, rehearsals are going on day in and day out, and for so many, the spectacle that one witnesses during the annual sports and cultural meet is something that you would never see anywhere. So much packed in one day and all done for what? Just to see a smile on his face. That was the motivation for which students slogged for 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, and did things which would easily take 3 months, 6 months, 9 months to do. And that is what continues to happen in this beautiful Prashantinilayam, where Bhagwan's love, even now, in fact, more than ever before, drives people to offer their best to Swami. And this year, as the 95th birthday celebrations commenced with the new year, everyone awaits for a really novel and eye-catching display of the student sports. And never the sports and culture meet ever has been an event that has disappointed you, whether it was when Bhagwan was physically there or even after that. You only see that it grows every year, and every year it is a much looked forward to event for everyone connected with Bhagwan's educational institutions, as well as for all the devotees, especially for all the youngsters, for the students. And I have seen groups of students from different schools who come to Prashantinilayam to witness what it is to be physically healthy, mentally sound, and spiritually aware. And that is what this annual sports and cultural meet showcases. And there are so many Sevadals working day in and day out, working silently behind the scenes. And even as I say this, I remember Mr. Raman Rao, someone who was always the person Swami went to whenever any work had to be executed in Prashantinilayam, right from 1966 till 2016, when till Raman Rao sir was there, every Seva project sir was involved, and Swami always wanted him to be there directing, supervising, because he was someone who was so steeped in Swami's liking, so convinced about how seva should be done, and so particular about the details that Swami always was very careful about. I remember on so many occasions when distributions used to happen in the stadium, Swami would look at Mr. Raman Rao. And for the last few weeks, we have been dwelling on the life of this beautiful soul for whom it was always Sai first, service first. Be it any festival, birthday, sports meet, Shivratri, Dasara, Raman Rao sir's contributions, Raman Rao sir's sacrifice always surfaces in the minds of those who were there witnessing these festivals and had known Raman Rao. And with great joy, with great humility, we share with you the story of this exemplar devotee of Bhagwan, so that we learn how to be dedicated to Bhagwan. We learn how to make Swami the center and the priority one in our lives, and how, no matter what, we continue to receive the grace of the divine when our conviction is solid, our understanding is clear, and our priorities are in the right direction. Today, I'm not going to share with you some instances from Mr. Raman Rao's life. Last 2-3 weeks, I told you the story of how he had the opportunity to accompany Swami during Bhagwan's trip to North India, 1982. This was probably the time when Mr. Raman Rao was the state president of Andhra Pradesh. At that point in time, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana were not two states. It was in the early 80s that Mr. Raman Rao was the state president, and after him it was Professor Anil Kumar, Bhagwan's translator, who took over as the state president of Andhra Pradesh before Anil Kumar sir was asked by Bhagwan to become the principal of the Vrindavan campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So Anil Kumar sir was Mr. Raman Rao's successor in leading the Sathya Sai organization in Andhra Pradesh. And since he is someone who very closely interacted with Raman Rao sir, in fact he is someone who is trained by Raman Rao sir to lead the various initiatives of the Sri Sathya Sai organization in Andhra Pradesh, someone who saw him at close quarters and someone who has learnt many valuable lessons of how to work with the divine as your master at the physical level, at the spiritual level. So today I'm going to play for you excerpts of the conversation that I had with Professor Anil Kumar, wherein he shares about his reminiscences of this great servitor of the Lord, Mr. B.V. Raman Rao.
My humble pranams to Swami and reverential, grateful thanks to Swami for having given us B.V. Raman Rao to Sai world of devotees. With all these 45 years of acquaintance with him, I would rather say none could ever equal him. No parallel to him. In fact, this is true with all those that left us. There is no second Rama Brahmam. There is no second Ratanlal. There is no second V.K. Gokak. There is no second Kasturi. They are all unparalleled, unbeaten, irresistible, greatest of all. Role models, exemplary characters. Coming to Raman Rao, well, I know him right from 1970.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I came to Swami fold. To tell you in a broad sense, some of his colleagues in his department may be knowing him as a friend, as a boss. Some of his friends in the field of literature know him as a writer.
Mm.
Raman Rao as a writer, many people can speak of on him. Starting from C. Narayan Reddy,
mm-hmm.
Jnana Peeth Award recipient, he is associated with such eminent writers in Telugu literature. So Telugu writers know him very well as a novelist and short story writer, full of fun and frolic, and is a matter of feast to go through the pages written by him. So Raman Rao is a writer. Yes, it is given to the privilege of the writers to focus their views on the contribution of Raman Rao to the field of Telugu literature. As a friend, as an administrator, many of the people of his department where he worked, and many of the top people around in the area where he lived, well, they will be able to speak about him as a friend. As a friend also, he is a not ordinary man, as a writer. And third, his role in the Satsa organization is vast and expanded. Vast, expansive career. It's not limited to one place. So that way he knows many, and many people know him. I would rather like to make a blend of his writings and how he lived up to them, so that when you take up Raman Rao as a writer in a separate session, that would be a different job altogether. But apart from that, since you are keen to know my own interactions with him, well, though they are personal, but yet life is an open book. It is in early 70s. I was at Guntur, a regular member of Sai Samiti. It was time when Divisima in Krishna district was in floods. The whole area is flooded. But still, bhajans are regularly going on. I attended one of the bhajans. It was evening time. Suddenly, few people got into mandir. A gigantic personality, 6 feet, with a commanding voice, with well-built body, the person whom I never met, came very close to me, asked me, "Who are you?" I already have put in 10 years of service as a lecturer in the college. At my native place, a person elsewhere comes to me and asks me, "Who are you?" Then I understood he must be somewhere else. But I didn't like it the way how he asked me. Then I said, "I'm a lecturer in the AC College. I regularly come to Sai Center." Then immediately he shouted at me, "What nonsense you are doing," he said. And I said, "We're doing bhajans. What do you mean? This bhajan session is going on. Bhajans are going on. Why do you shout at me like that? First, is the time to do bhajans? Don't you know that Divisima is in flux? Should you not be ready with some plans to extend some service and rehabilitation camp there? Is the bhajan required at this time? Stop it," he said. Then he said, "I cannot stop. Because I'm not the president of center or anything. I cannot ask them to stop." Then he immediately went the first row, asked that man, "Stop the mic. All mics are put off. Come and give Arati," he said. "Arati is given. Let everybody go, excepting some office bearers and active workers." That man started giving instructions like that. Then later on, some seniors slowly whispered into my ear, "Is a man by name Raman Rao." That's how I got introduced to him.
Oh my God.
And then he gave instructions as to how to do. That year, in Purachandra Auditorium, in his discourse, Swami made a general appeal. "I want all the devotees to go there and serve people. And people offered their bangles, mangalsutras, rings, everything there. All the offerings to go to Divisima and help those victims. And Swami wanted Raman Rao to take up. Almost like Major General Timaya, or Major General Karyappa, or Major General Maneksha. Immediately, in his own style, I didn't know. And then he wanted, selected few people. You come and report at Divisima on such a date. No option, no choice. And he left. With couple of friends, I was quite enthusiastic, quite young then. And then along with some friends I went to Divisima and then started working. I was there for one full month.
Oh.
There was no electricity supply. And you find dead bodies on the way. Food is not available. Drinking water was not available. But we were all there working for one full month. And Ramanra appointed a few top people. One is Mr. G.V.G. Krishnamurthy, the then state Sevadal convener, to be in charge of the entire camp. Second man to help him is Mr. Raman, the father of Mr. Ashok. Dr. Ashok of Brindavan Camp of Bioscience. Mm-hmm. His father is Raman. He's NCC officer. He was also in charge of the camp. And some East Godavari top people. So he made arrangements and Raman Rao left. Because there are camps going on at two other places. One is Ganapavaram, other is Barankula. Two more camps to be organized. So this man was just jumping around with his team of people. Raman Rao team comprised of Bhaskar Rao of West Godavari,
mm-hmm.
and Dannamur Rama Rao of East Godavari, Mr. Gopal Rao of Shantilayam Bank, gentleman, director.
Yes.
That's group he had with him. He was always going with the team. Then I understood Swami made that a committee and wanted them to monitor the whole supplies. Because supplies we get from Prashantrayam. Dari loads of dhotis, saris, food products, all that. So they were monitoring and discussing and were getting. That's then Raman Rao used to visit the camp because he used to supervise. He was just watching me from a distance. I didn't dare to go near him because I don't want to be humiliated for the second time. Let it be the end of the matter. But he was observing me. But in a natural way, people don't change, you know. I was just laughing and carrying things. Well, at that time, Mr. Narasingh Rao, who is working in the library, Vizag gentleman,
yes.
is the leader of the Vizag group at that moment. Mr. Papa Rao, district president of Visakhapatnam, was also a leader of that time. All these people who were working. And then I was so happy to meet them, meet devotees from different areas. But he was observing me. On third day, he sent me a vote to meet him. Then I thought that he will kick me out or something like that. Come what may, then I went. Then he simply patted at my back, as if he knew me for decades.
Oh.
Wow, wonderful service, sir. Very good. You are inspiring everybody. Very good. I am very happy, sir. Okay, thank you, sir, I said. That was second encounter with him. Then started slowly getting introduced to him. And then I know that his hand is behind, making me the zonal convener of such organizations, Andhra and Rayalaseema. I was just a member of Samiti, that's all. I was not even a president. From president to, I became the zonal convener. Maybe double promotion. That way I received a telegram from Prashantalayam. Said, Sai Baba, you are appointed zonal convener.
Wow.
And then I thought this man must have come carrying on. And I was doing my job well. And I used to come here. Now coming to Raman Rao, I observed him in close quarters. He stayed here in West Prashanti, B-27.
Yes.
And I tell you, Raman Rao's room was never empty. It is Annapurnalayam. You'll find tins of laddus, tins of badushas, tins of sweets and hearts, and food enough for 10 to 15 people, two full carriers. All Sevadar go there, free access to the kitchen. You can eat anything, dining, lunch, dinner, everything. And then room number B24 belongs to his daughter. Now he just took over and have it just by his side now. And all of us used to sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
Eat here and sleep. No separate accommodation wanted.
Anybody who came to serve?
Oh, yes. All Sevadar workers. They love him immensely because it is not a question of bossing. It is not a question of commanding. It is not a question of execution of orders. Love, love, love to love, heart to heart. But he doesn't express. When we look at him, we think that he is a loveless man. But he's full of love, top to toe. Yes, he loves him. He doesn't express. He shouts, but smiles within. He commands, yet within he commands respect. He demands work from you, but at the same time, and he demands everything to be done for you as Sevadar member.
Wow.
So in fact, all Sevadar people love him because he loved them immensely, intensely. He knows their families.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everybody by name. But all are afraid of him out of reverence and respect. Not out of fear that he'll kick them out. That he's not like that. That he will deny badges. He's not prejudicial, not like that. He is never biased. Never biased. Never prejudiced. He's open. Open, that's all. Only thing is, he doesn't talk to you in a loving way, in a pleasing way, but yet people love him and respect him. So I used to stay with him every time. There are many occasions, in the same room I used to sleep also just by his side. There are many days, I tell you, believe me or not, he used to get up at 11 o'clock in the night. Anil Kumar, what is to be done about the organization?
Oh.
What activities should we take up? Whom shall we have as the district president there? Since you move around the whole state, who is the best man there? Who are promising people there? What about this organization? What shall we do? It is constant thought about Swami's work. Just as we say, Anjane Swami, Roma Romamunaku Rama Namo. Every hair resonates with the holy name of Rama. So every thought, every second is spent for Swami and Swami's activities. At 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, he used to get up and talk to me. And the sir, we shall do it, I will take care of it. And then he attended some of the meetings I addressed. Raman Rao is not in favor of speeches and lectures. No. But unfortunately, my talks are forced upon him to listen. I know that he is indifferent, that he doesn't like. But he cannot quit. He was the state president when I was speaking. Because the general code of conduct must have arrested him there. Because I know that he doesn't like these things. But he is forced to hear. At the end, Baga Japavai. He spoke well. Alaga Japali. You should speak like that. That's it. And then whenever I sit in Poonachandra auditorium, I used to sit by his side. And when Swami was there on the dais, some out of premonition, a divine prompting, Ivala, Swami in Mantaramantare Mano, Swami may ask you to speak, you tell me.
He used to tell you.
Exactly it happens. Swami just will climb down the steps, come close to me, Anil, ee poddu neevu maatadu, this evening you speak. That's what it is. And then there are also, Ramana Swami is coming towards you, yeah. He will talk to you, but you may not speak today. Swami comes to me and says, hey Anil, maatadu gani gani, janal baga raavala, wait chey, inka baga gumpulu vastaru, appudu maatadu gani. You speak not now, many crowds will come, just wait. You need big crowd, they'll be coming, just wait. Then Raman Rao used to press my hand, did I not tell you? That was the kind of rapport I had with him. And as days go by, I became the state president because his brother underwent some surgery, brain surgery, something like that. He was a state president. He could not attend that birthday function, excepting on the last day, birthday. On the previous 6 days, he could not be here because the attention was very much required. I served as the acting state president, not as single-handed. I always had the assistance of Anil Uchil and Mr. Srinivasulu from Hyderabad and also Mr. Mukundrao from Hyderabad. So whenever there's World Council meeting, Andhra Pradesh is represented by 4 people.
Oh.
Because I told them, Sir, Raman Rao is head up there. And these are the senior people. I need them. Indra Lal said, Anil Kumar, you attend and tell them what is to be done. I'm sorry. All of them should attend. All of us should attend. Then he could not say no. So we should attend. And it was that time, please believe me, Gram Seva started.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 to 30 lorries with full of Sevadal people from different states going to villages organizing medical camps. It was the beginning of Gram Seva that year.
Mm-hmm.
That led to Gram Seva today after lapse of many long years.
So this was in the 80s?
No, 80s. International Sevadal, first time. And then when Raman Rao returned, he was very happy that I could successfully run the show in spite of his absence. And then he called me to his room, he hugged me.
Oh.
Bale Sheshavaya Anil Kumar. Yanta Bhaga Sheshav. Chun Yanta Mandu. They are all happy. Anil Kumar, you have done good job. I am very happy. He was almost in tears of joy. Then I said, Guru Garu, Amata Dankarni. Me guidance, me leadership, me training, Nadiyalli. Please don't do that. Sir, it's all your guidance, your leadership, your training. I cannot take credit in any way. Ah, manchido hai. And then he passed me back. About that, it hit me then. All the 5 fingers imprinted on my back. That lasted for a week, I believe. It's a violent love. Violent expression of love and affection. And then, serving as full-fledged president of the state. In the Hillview Stadium, it was announced that Anil Kumar is the state president. I doubted whether I am the man or some other Anil Kumar. Because all my predecessors are top people. First state president happened to be Valluri Paraswar, the Chief Justice of High Court.
Oh.
Second, the state president happened to be Gopinath Rao, Director of Higher Education. And then next president, Venugopal Rao. At least 10 IAS officers under him. Oh. That's at the central level. Then Raman Rao, State Drug Controller. After all, Andhra Christian College, Guntur, botany lecturer. So there must be somebody. I had only bicycle, no scooter.
Oh.
I didn't have a phone also. How am I to expect to be made a state president? So I was looking that way, there may be some other Anil Kumar in the Hillview Stadium. Not me.
Really?
Yeah, please believe me.
Oh my God.
And then, Sachimurthy, Yarramilli Sachimurthy, he sat by my side and said, Anil Kumar, for whom are you searching? Said, there may be some other Anil Kumar there around. No, you are Anil Kumar, you are the state president, he said. Oh, is that so? Okay. I was not very happy to receive the news. I know how tough it is because I already served as zonal convener. I already served as vice president and I had full income avenues in the AC College at Guntur at that time, engaging private tuitions, 150 students, 3 to 4 batches a day, plus tutorial college and regular college. And I have 3 daughters and a son. Parents educated me, sent me, that's all, not with 50 acres of land or 100 acres, all. No. The job, that's all. So I was earning, but how am I to manage time? And how about the expenditure? I have to travel everywhere. I don't have any office, no Sevadal to assist me. To run the state office is not an easy thing. How am I to do? At that time, Raman Rao came. Anil Kumar, did you hear the announcement? I heard. I am not happy, Aya, not he said. I am good, sir. Nor am I happy. Anil Kumar, how can you do that? I am not happy. And then he took me to Indulalsha. Sir, you have done worst of the damages to Anil Kumar. You should not have done it. He is doing very well in the state as vice president, doing unwell. You made him state president. You know, he has got a big family. Parents-in-law, they all stay there. He has no office. Nobody to help him. You have done a mistake. Then Indulal says, Raman Rao, such a senior man like you speaks like that, what am I to say? This morning, with the list, I went to Swami. Against Andhra Pradesh, Swami wrote Anil Kumar. He is the paper. He has shown, this is the paper Swami wrote, Anil Kumar's name. What can I do? I understand it. Now that you say that he is alone, nobody to help him. You are all there to help him. I'll join him, strengthen his hands. I can't say more than that. Saying so, he left. Then Raman Rao asked me to meet him around 2 o'clock. B-27, West Prashanthi, 1. I went there. He summoned the meeting of all district presidents, everybody, from Andhra Pradesh. He made it publicly. Now Anil Kumar is our state president. Whatever he says, it must be done. There is no question of no. Nothing. I expect from you all 100% cooperation. I am warning you also. I don't want you to deviate whatever he says. He has already gained experience. You understand that? He told everything. Then ordered for sweet, hot, coffee, everything. He made a party. Usually, a retiring president won't do. Because a retiring president or a president who retired would consider the incumbent as his rivalry, as his rival, as enemy. Greatness of Raman Rao is, he invited successor with all the honor, with the temple honors, I would say. It is a healthy practice, at least better late than never, to speak something of a person who left the organization, having spent so many years, all the time and energy, and invite the incumbent, the new president, and introduce them to everybody, a healthy practice that Raman Rao had. And Raman Rao's way of functioning has got to be adopted all over, at least, from now on. And then I would also tell you certain challenges I had. It was a time when a person attended World Council meeting from Andhra Pradesh. He is here recently on a wheelchair. It may not be polite and courteous for me to mention his name because he retired in a very high position. He was here also a few days ago on a wheelchair. He attended the meeting. Somehow Swami was upset with him. He had come to know that this man attended the meeting. He was not supposed to attend the meeting. World Council is to be supposed to be attended by national presidents, state presidents, that's all. How this man came there? Swami has come to know. Evening darshan, near that Dashavataram gate, Raman Rao was there and sitting there. Swami gave me, blasted me like anything. Enough for a couple of years. While all other Andhra Pradesh fellows are thinking that Swami is talking to me for a long time, how fortunate I am. Poor fellows, they do not know what is going on here. Blasted me. Believe me, the only person I can say, only one, without the second, he came forward. No, Swami, you are mistaken. What? Raman Rao, what is it? No, nor musko. You keep quiet. Saregani Chaptanan Swami, fact, no. The man who came there is from Hyderabad. Anil Kumar belongs to Guntur. He has got nothing to do with him. He attended there, having been asked to come by somebody else. Anil Kumar does not know. He cannot be, Watlana, sale, manchi, manchidi. Swami got pacified, manchidi, manchidi, and then he blessed me, gave paramskar and left.
Wow.
Show me an instance where a person stands in defense of a person, whereas people are eager to blame you, eager to see that you will be distanced from Swami, much worse, to write letters against a person also. in that sorrowful, pitiable, irreligious temperament of certain people. Here is a man who has got guts to tell Swami openly, it is not the fault of Swami, Anil Kumar Swami, I am telling you. Manchi, manchi, everything fine. Meaning, Swami knows him thoroughly. Swami knows him thoroughly, knows me equally. But to demonstrate what a good man Ramana Rao is, that's what Swami has created that situation.
Wow.
That's how I understood. Not that Swami is convinced by Ramana Rao, that Ramana Rao has got a domination. It's not like that. It's a lesson for me to learn how great he is to stand in defense of people in my turn when certain things happen of similar nature. That's how I take it. Later, you know, Swami is Krishna himself. He plays mischief between two people. It was a time when Manamma, All India Balakas convener, she was All India Balakas convener. Swami went to Manamma and said, you are spending lot for Balakas publication and all that. What is the stateless doing? What is the Anil Kumar doing? Ask him to pay. And she stopped me there near steps. Anil Kumar Swami asked me to collect. I'll send you the bill and you are supposed to pay from the state trust. Okay, madam. Manamma loves me very much. Okay, Amma. That evening Swami comes to me and tells me, did Manamma come to you? Yes, Swami. If you pay single pai, I'll kick you out of Prasanthalam. You understand? Whose money it is? It your grandfather's property? Don't pay. Next morning again she came. I'll go, when shall I see you? Amma, I'll tell you. I'll come to you. I'll come to you. No worry. I don't expect you to come here. After all, I'm trained by you people. After all, I'm very junior. I know my limitations. I'll see. Then Swami, evening. What did she say? Swami, it seems trust has to pay her. Nothing doing. Be careful. Then I told Ramana Rao, sir, this is the problem. Big amount. He arranged for money. Sent money to her, matter subsided, closed. Not even single pai paid from the trust. Wow. Whatever she wanted, taken care of by Ramana Rao, on behalf of me. Who will do that? Nobody will do that. Nobody will do that. I'm very much sure about it. And then what happened was, there are also certain situations, whenever I sit behind, he'll pick me up, ask me to sit close next to him. He never allowed me to sit behind. I got equal respect, even much more towards him. Because I know his contribution to the organization, his personality and all that. And as the state president, subject to verification by anybody, as the state president, whenever I convened a state conference or a district meeting, I always insisted and requested Ramana Rao to preside. I never presided in the capacity of state president because my predecessor Ramana Rao is there. I consider it as an honor if he presides. Then he used to preside all state conferences. I also remember Silver Jubilee celebration here. I was state president at that time. Swami made me to sit by his chair. On this side, Karunyananda, next Kasturi. Balloons have to be released and the ribbon has to be cut. People gave me that balloon and ribbon. Swami was sitting by his side. I immediately called Ramana Rao, gave it to him. Please offer to Swami. Please offer to Swami. Swami was noticing that. He was very happy.
Wow.
When we respect our elders, our seniors, simply be, or rather, blabbering our own position, boasting, showing up. Swami liked my gesture. Then Ramana Rao gave it to Swami. Swami is balloons, Katharibani friend. Ramana Rao was very happy. Because to make elders happy, meaning we are earning their blessings. I am helping myself by honoring him because he will bless me. That is the view I always held, then, now and forever. And Ramana Rao has got very good sense of humor. Very difficult to believe. That's what we see in his writings also. In one of his books, he wrote like this. When he came here first time, He is not Vishnu because four hands are missing. He is not Shiva either because I don't find any third eye there. I don't find any chariots like Garuda or Nandi or at least a rat. He is just a human walking on 2 feet, getting into the car, getting a... Who can be avatar? But I can say one thing. He may not have all these chariots like other avatars, but in human form, he is doing greater service to mankind than God whom we never saw. God whom we never saw, unseen today, is seen in human form, is doing great service to mankind. Let us dive deep into the mystery of this man. Mm-hmm. There he started his spiritual journey.
Wow.
And then, there's one district in Andhra Pradesh. One man is aspiring to be the district president.
Mm-hmm.
I never did anything without consulting Raman Rao, because mm-hmm. he's my senior. I used to consult him. Why, if I get into problems, he only should save me. In those days when Swami is physical form, nothing less than crucifixion, nothing less than open heart surgery. There is no medication. There is no homeopathy pills at all. Conduct, operate, that was situation. So if I consult him and do it, it will be armor. What you call Vishnu Kavacha. That will be. He loves me and I can talk to him. So I told him, sir, he wants to become a district president a number of times. He's pleading with me. All right, I call him, we'll talk to him. I call him to his room. And he said, hey, Krishnamurti, many of your predecessors died soon after becoming district presidents. I don't want you to die so soon. I want you to live and to be among us. Why do you want to become district president? I like that. He laughed and never. That is the sense of humor.
Wow. Knack.
At another time, one fellow came in his room. I was there. Sir, Swami materialized Sivalingam for me. Then, Ramana Chachabhuana. That is the end of your life. Sir, why, sir? He gave Shivalingam. You cannot leave that Shivalingam. You have to carry it where you have. Either in the train or by flight to your in-law's house or relative's house, be that marriage or Upanayanam, you have to carry it. And second thing is, you have to do Abhishekam daily. Such a position. Very sense of humor. One day, I was there with him. Sir, shall we go for darshan? Hello, let's go. Sir, have some washer, some fresh up yourself. But the improvement would have been. There may not be some improvement. Aray, what a sense of humor. And then people will have rangoli there at the entrance near Gopuram. And people will hold hands, have other people answer. Then he called them, do you have brains? People can't go this way, people can't go that way, people can't go that way, and there is rangoli here. Who told you like that? Stop doing that, he said. Some other state people were doing. When Raman Rao says, that's all. What is this rangoli? Remove it. He told them. And then in those days, the present EHV building, there you have, this is EHV building.
Yeah.
Later it got turned into studios.
Yes.
EH, Education Human Values building. And then he was speaking to Swami in front of me. Swami, Education Human Values, antunaru, it is funded by such an, he used to speak seriously, funded by such an organization. Several only work and they do work there. But there is no Sai name there. Why should we go? Why should we fund? Education human values, yes, every education system will have values. Why should we go and participate? Ain't Raman Rao, what is it you want? It should be such Sai education human values. Or else we don't go. Then he said there was a film I think Kamal Hassan's film.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. Summo kardi, shoko kardi.
Mm-hmm.
They will enjoy at your expense. Swami, summo kardi, shoko kardi lagonde. Investment is ours, hard work is ours, pleasure is theirs. We cannot do it. Correct Raman Rao. And then he called Indulal Shah, ye mare, summo kardi, shoko kardi laga jastano. You cannot do it. Then it's renamed as Satya Education Human Values.
Oh, wow.
He has got that guts. And it's also that year when some state was given in charge of food. Food distribution necessarily given to Andhra Pradesh. Because Andhras know how to eat well, make others eat well. They had to put up, most of them are farmers, you know. They work hard and they eat well. And feed also.
Yes.
That year it was given to somebody. Some international Balavikas conference was going on. Some gentleman from Coimbatore, some doctor, let me not name, though I know. And he was in charge of all these things. When they were surveying, they got annoyed with some young fellow boy there. Immediately, they complained Raman Rao. I was there in his room. They know that I am always there. Raman Rao Garu, children are not behaving properly. He said, what did the chief said? They are asking for second laddu. They are asking for second spoon of sambar. Then he pulled his collar. Chatka pote manko. If you cannot do it, get out of this area. I am going to take this matter to Swami. When children ask for second laddu, can't you give them? I'll pay, okay? How much you want? If you can't do it, get out of this work. I'll take up this matter. Who made you in charge of these food arrangements? Which never happened before. I was very furious, fired him. And then he said, these fellows know how to run the canteens and charge. They don't know how to feed people. And then when Swami was coming for darshan, yen Swami, oka chemcha sambar adi edi sastunnaru valaki icharu enti? The fellows who cry to serve extra spoon of sambar, how is that you made them in charge of food? Aun Raman Rao, correct. Odadu, nu chusko. Hereafter you do it. And then somehow, with such a man of independent nature, will not be liked by people. At particularly people at the top. They want to always malish and polish your most obedient servant. Raman Rao is never like that. He never expected others also to be like him. He never expected anybody to fall at his feet and be a servant like that. No. He was quite independent. He wanted people to be independent. That's why he could survive. I never saw him with hands like that, your most obedient servant. Never. Even in front of Swami was not like that. Very independent. Very independent. That year, Kasturi reading room was inaugurated. Near that building. And Raman Rao and we were standing there. Mr. Satyanarayan was All India President at that time. They were controlling the whole thing. We were just standing at a distance. I can tell you, Swami will not like a particular job work done without Raman Rao. He will not like that work to be done by anybody without his presence. Because he ensures perfection. When Raman Rao is there, perfect, that's all. But Raman Rao is sidelined there. What is to be done? They were running. See, Swami's game. Hey, Raman Rao, endi deepa elagatledu sudu. How is this bulb is off? It's not illuminating. What's wrong? Find out. Raman Rao went there and put on the switch. It's normal. And then Raman Rao told me, Swami did not like the attitude of these people of ignoring me. Therefore, he called me. That is Bhagavan Sri Satyai Baba. The whole society, whole world may deny you. But he will never disown you, he will never deny you. He will call you. Raman Rao also told me once he went to Bombay to see Swami for one of the conferences. Well, native people, local people naturally will have an upper hand. That too, Bombay means all World Council people, tops are there. So this man was standing far behind. Swami saw him from upstairs. Hey, Ramandra, with some other group came, asked them to join me for breakfast. He went there and had breakfast with him. So he always enjoyed preferential treatment. And his statements are always valued, Oh, yes. Because they are selfless. One Swami said, Ramandra, I'll come to your house in Hyderabad. Naturally, everybody would jump in joy. But he said, nah, Swami, not necessary if you come to our house. And I, my wife and children will be there. Instead, if we arrange lunch there in Sivam, all Sevadal will be blessed.
Oh my God.
All Hyderabad devotees will be blessed.
Wow.
It will be advantage, but better we have it there. Good Ramandra, what he said. That is Ramandra. Then Swami himself, I'll come to your house, he said, no, Swami. Let us have it there. All Sevadal will be benefited. That is Ramandra. That is Ramandra. His character is like that. His personality is like that. Very few people moved with him in the last couple of years, intimately. So they do not know these dimensions. They do not know these. But I know. I know what he is. Being the recipient of his love. Yes. And he is always like that. And I also remember Gopal Krishnamurti, his boss, C.S.N. Razu, another friend of Ramandra Rao, and I, all the three are dressed in the same way, same pattern, yellow clothes dress and all that, stood there in Vrindavan gate. Ramandra Rao saw three of us. Yamo, I have no uniform, sir, I heard. What did you have come in uniform? Sir, we decided, let us have fun. Swami came and saw three of us. Guddalu bagane unnayya, gunalu kuda penchukondi. Dressed is good, but develop some virtues also.
Swami also.
We are happy that we could catch his attention. It is not out of context if I tell you, whenever Swami visited Sivam, you know what it involves. At least from the mundane point of view, heavy expenditure. Only four people did the whole show. Do you believe it? They never went to anybody. They never asked single pie from anybody. Only four. Who are they? Ramandra Rao, Sachimurthy, Gopal Krishna, Ananda Uchil, Maheshwari. Just four handful people that run the whole show. This way of allotment of district-wise revenue, samiti-wise distribution, it was not there. These people managed the whole show. Then as the state president, he called Bhaskara and Ramarao. Whatever Anil Kumar wanted, arrange. And all gratitude, I should tell you, he kept me in my pocket. 10,000 rupees. Anil Kumar, initially to run your office, this you know. I know you have got a big family. I know you cannot manage. Keep it this. Then ask Bhaskara Rao also to join hands. Ramarao Rao to join hands. That is kind of personality I had. I think I enjoyed his love. I don't say equal to his son, but not next to them. He loved me as much he loved his children. And when my daughter's marriage was arranged, eldest daughter, in Puttaparthi, Swami called Ramandra Rao, make all arrangements there, in Pedavenkamaraj. Ramandra Rao did everything, all arrangements. It is my daughter's marriage. Here is all arrangements. Then he called Kutumbarao and Charanjarao. Give as many rooms as Anil Kumar demands. I don't want him to feel sorry. I don't want him to shed a tear for want of accommodation that he had to go around you. Nothing, whatever he wants to give him. Swami told both of them. So instead of Anil Kumar asking them for rooms, they were asking how many rooms you want. What can we do? He made them to make all arrangements. And then Swami asked, what should we have for lunch? How many sweets you want? How many hearts should we make? For breakfast, what should we do? Along with the bride, we should send these things. What do you want to be sent? Then they say, Swami, I'm a Brahmo. I do not know the tradition and all that, Swami. You are a useless fellow. They come from tradition family, bridegroom family. And if arrangements are not proper, what do they feel? Hey, Ramandra, come here. This fellow does not know anything. You make arrangements. Immediately, Ramandra arranged. Whole menu, breakfast, snack, dinner, lunch, everything he made that. All sweets, hearts, everything. A number of things to go with the bride. Everything he made. I cannot forget kind of help that he extended to me as my own elder brother, as my own elder brother. That's what Ramana Rao is. And apart from that, he will not like anybody to look down upon you. If anyone ignores me, he won't tolerate.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And if anyone neglects me, humiliates me, he won't tolerate. He won't tolerate. You'll tell them on the face. You do not know what kind of Anil Kumar he is. He sacrificed all his family, all his time, all his money for the organization. This is not the way how you should treat him. I know him many times he shouted at people. And another thing is this. That man served at different levels. State level convener, vice president, state president, all in the national level, rural development, at all levels. But he remained a Savadal member. Always wearing the scarf. No state president wears the scarf. He is the only state president who wears the scarf. Follows Swami as a Savadal man. He loves to be Savadal. He never felt that he is exalted or promoted to a higher position. He remained at the basic level. That's the reason why all Savadal liked him. Because I am promoted, I ignore you, I looked upon the top people, he is not of that type. He remained a Savadal man, maintaining same cordiality, same love, same relationship. That's what it is. Wear the scarf, come and go. I also remember one of the conferences going on in Poonachandra Auditorium. It was around 12 o'clock, 11:30 afternoon. Very hot. Swami had aarti and he was about to go. This man went straight away, behind the blue curtain. Swami, aye. Swami, so many Savadal were waiting for you. They did so much of work, Swami. Please, Pada Namaskar. He made Swami get down and give Pada Namaskar to everybody by the side of the Poonachandra Auditorium under a hot sun. Who will plead on behalf of Savadal? Nobody. That's why I say there is no second Ramana Rao. There is no second Ramana Rao. And not only that, Vrindavan, we had summer classes. They wanted some handful of Savadal people to assist for cleaning and all that. Immediately he recruited Hyderabad Savadal people. Every year Hyderabad Savadal attended to all duties there during summer course. And Swami used to present them clothes and new cash, everybody. And you'll tell Swami is so-and-so. Swami is so-and-so. He did so much work of Swami. He always projected other people. We are all leaders because of him. Had Ramana Rao not been there, Anil Kumar would have been an ant or a mosquito. Because he projected me, he has seen my work, the hardship I underwent, sleeping on platforms, going by buses, lorries and all that, moving village to village all over state. He loved me. Once he was talking to somebody, do you mean to say we made Anil Kumar statement because he's a speaker? We are not running short of speakers. There are hundreds of speakers. In Upanyasal to speak on Kunado, Salaparavar Bada, Matadevar Salamundamar. There are many lots of people who can speak. The hard work he has put in. His organization skills. అది ఇంపార్టెంట్ అయ్యా అన్నాడు. సో దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మెనీ థింగ్స్ యాజ్ ఐ థింక్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టర్ రమణరావు. అండ్ ఐ ఆల్సో నో సార్ వన్ థింగ్, అన్బిలీవబుల్, వీఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ టైమ్స్ వెన్ స్వామి డస్ నాట్ లుక్ ఎట్ యూ, పీపుల్ గో, దే డోంట్ కమ్ టు పుట్టపర్తి. వెన్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రమోటెడ్ దే గో, వెన్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్డ్ దే గో, ఎనీ ఫేవర్ డినైడ్ దే గెట్ అవుట్, ఎనీ డిఫికల్టీ ట్రాజడీ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ దే క్విట్. హియర్ ఇస్ రమణరావు, హీ లాస్ట్ హిజ్ వైఫ్, హీ లాస్ట్ హిజ్ డాటర్, హీ లాస్ట్ హిజ్ సన్ ఇన్ లా, బట్ హెల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ టిల్ ద లాస్ట్ మూమెంట్. హీ ఈస్ ది డివోటీ. అదర్స్ ఐ మే సే సో అండ్ సో ఈజ్ ఏ డివోటీ, బట్ ఈజ్ ది డివోటీ. ది వర్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రాజిడీస్ హీ హాస్ సీన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, ది డెత్ ఆఫ్ ది వైఫ్, డాటర్ అండ్ సన్ ఇన్ లా, గెట్ హెల్డ్ ఆన్ టు హిస్ ఫీట్. వాట్ డస్ హీ సే? థింగ్స్ హ్యాపన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ కర్మ, డెస్టినీ. వీ కెనాట్ బ్లేమ్ బాబా. అవర్ జాబ్ ఈజ్ టు థింక్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మూమెంట్స్ spent with him, the sweet moments we had with him, the boundless countless blessings that we received from him, these things happen as per our karma, prarabdha, we have to bear, enjoy the moment, think of him, he will grant what we deserve, it is left to him, but we should hold on to his feet. That is Ramana.
So dear listeners, we'll continue this. There's a lot more to what Professor Anil Kumar sir has shared, and many more touching instances and very powerful lessons. In the coming episodes, you will hear more about what inspiration that we can derive from such great servitors of the Lord in this series, Beacons of Prashanta Nilayam. As always, if you have any queries, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sairam.